Right now on the Sideline View, time to talk powerboat racing. I'm catching up this afternoon with Dave Bishop, who's a commentator for Powerboat Australia, and also knows a hell of a lot about what's happening in and around Bendigo with the Victorian Speedboat Club. Dave, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sideline View.
Oh, good day, mate. Thanks for having me, mate. Terrific to be on.
Yeah, well, I've been doing this show for 6 or 7 months, and we haven't spoken about powerboat racing, so I thought it'd be worth touching base with you, Dave, and having a bit of a chat. Firstly, tell us about the powerboat racing contingent, if you like, in Bendigo and Central Victoria. Pretty strong club, from what I hear.
Yeah, look, Bendigo and surrounding areas, Central Victoria, have always been really strong in both powerboat racing and water ski racing. I'm involved in both, but the Vic Speedboat Club is out there at the Derrinal Pool at Epiloff, which most locals will know the area. Fantastic club. It's been around 70 years, Mark, so it's been going a very long time. And you know, some very, very prestigious races have been run over that 70 years, including the EC Griffith Cup, which has, you know, been running. It's the oldest actual motorsport trophy in the world. The second oldest, next to Daytona. So, you know, there's a lot of prestige there and a lot of races.
And, Dave, so how many people are involved with the club out at Epiloc?
Mate, I'm not 100% sure on the exact number of members, but I would expect they'd have 300 to 400 members, maybe more. I'd have to speak to one of the club officials out there, but certainly a very strong club, a great clubhouse, and it's a really great race site out there at Epiloc as well, particularly when it's got some water in it, which it has at the moment, which is terrific.
I was going to say, probably one of the reasons why the club is so strong is just what a great facility and great amenities that we have with Lake Epiloc.
Yeah, it is, mate, and they've got a terrific clubhouse out there, lots of history in that clubhouse as well. You know, all their perpetual trophies are displayed, lots of photos on the walls, and you know, a lot of good history there, and a really good facility in terms of, you know, boat ramps, race tower. It's got a caravan park out there for the club members that, you know, they all have vans out there. And a lot of them from Melbourne, obviously, but a lot of them also from Bendigo and surrounding areas. So it's just a terrific venue. And, you know, for people that want to enjoy some high-speed action, it's pretty exciting, the powerboat racing, that's for sure.
Tell me, Dave, what happens when the old lake does get a bit low? Have you got a backup plan?
Yeah, they do. The club races, the Vic Speedboat Club in particular, runs out at Yarrawonga. We've just had the Griffith Cup not so long ago. And one of the members of the Vic Speedboat Club won the EC Griffith Cup, which, as I said, is one of the oldest motorsport trophies in the world. So a young fella, Liam Holland, in his boat Desperado, took the win out there at Yarrawonga. And, yeah, fantastic. The club was really excited. It's great because he's a young bloke and he's on the committee of the club and does a power of work around the club. So for him to put his name on that trophy, which his father put on the trophy, I think about 20, 25 years ago. So pretty cool stuff.
Dave, long weekend coming up this weekend. And I believe you've got a club race weekend out there as well.
There is, mate. Look, just a very low-key weekend. I mean, it's not going to be the big boats and it's not going to be the superchargers and all that sort of stuff, but it's going to be the grassroots of the sport. And we do have junior categories. So we have juniors that can race up to 16 years of age. They race in little, you know, 10, 12-foot boats that have 15 horsepower engines on them. But we've also got some adults that race in similar-looking boats that have 25 horsepower engines on them. And this weekend's going to be all about they're going to run a couple of junior races, and then they're going to run a 20-minute marathon race with all the juniors and the 25s out there together as well. So, look, it's a low-key weekend. I mean, if people want to come out, they're more than welcome. It's a free event. You can come down at Speedboat Road at the Victorian Speedboat Club. They can come out and have a look at the great facilities. You know, don't expect to see the big 150, 180-mile-an-hour hydroplanes, but really good weekend. We've got a couple of young guys out there that are going to do some test and tune work as well in some boats that they're actually going to be stepping up into next season. So, yeah, there'll be a little bit of stuff going on, and if a few people want to pop out on Saturday next weekend, there'll be a bit going on out there. It'll be a good afternoon.
Dave, tell me about, you mentioned those 150-mile-per-hour monsters before. Obviously, a very special skill set involved in that. I gather you don't just go out to Lake Epiloc and jump in one and do a few laps.
No, well, you know, you probably need nearly $1 million to build one of those boats to start with, so not everyone's capable of doing that either. But a lot of the guys that drive those boats, some of them drive for other people, owners of the boats, and then they have their drivers. And the drivers are generally guys that have grown up in the sport, come through the junior ranks, through the 6-litre, 5-litre categories, and then, you know, end up in the unlimited classes. So it really is. There's actually the Australian Powerboat Association has created some really terrific gateways for drivers to come up through the ranks and then end up in the big category. So, yeah, it's You're looking at the best of the best, and Australia rates very, very highly worldwide in terms of powerboat racing. So you really are seeing some of the best in the world when these guys race.
Speaking of the best, just before we go, I believe a few of the locals ventured to Adelaide last weekend. How did they go?
They did, mate. Yeah, that was the Darwin Gold Cup, and a couple of the guys from the Vic Speedboat Club, local guys, did pretty well. Nathan Bartzak, who's a member of the VSBC, he won. They have an 85 and a 95-mile-an-hour category, and he just absolutely cleaned up in those. And one of the juniors, young Andrew Cameron, who won the J2 category as well, one of the guys in the Unlimited class from the Vic Speedboat Club, Darren Robinson, had a huge crash in his boat. He broke a supercharger belt, and the boat spun out on him. Very, very spectacular. And it was a shame to see him go out like that. But the boats are very safe, you know. They've got safety cockpits in them, and Darren was fine, but the boat needs a little bit of love. And Darren will actually be there this weekend. He's our actual major sponsor of the weekend with his business, Carlisle Engineering. So I've got to thank Darren for that as well.
Great stuff, Dave. If anyone wants more information on the Victoria Speedboat Club or, you know, speedboat racing in general, powerboat racing in general, have you got a club Facebook page or website?
Absolutely, mate. Yep. So the Victorian Speedboat Club Facebook page, and you can jump on the Australian Powerboat Association APBA Facebook page as well, and all the information, the calendars are there. A couple of ones coming up out at Epilock, mate. We've got the Gold Cup, the Epilock Gold Cup, on the 7th and 8th of January, and the first weekend of October there's going to be a club racing day, which always attracts some fast boats as well, so they'd be a couple of good events to get to as also.
Great stuff. Hey Dave, we might check in again in a couple of months. We'll have a chat about some more powerboat racing and about some water skiing as well, because as you said, you're pretty involved in that as well. So, but thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View here at Gold Central Victoria.
Thanks, Mike.